愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
如果我们问一个问题啊，世界上最有福气的人是谁
？If we ask a question, who is the person in the world that is the most blessed？
我们大家想想看，世界上最有福气的人是谁
？Let's think about that. Who is the most blessed person in the world？
答案就是我们今天坐在这里敬拜神的人。
The answer is those people who are sitting here worshiping God today.
为什么这样说呢
？Why do I say that？
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个地方讲啊，我们因信称义。
Here says that we have been justified by faith.
什么叫做称义
？What does it mean to be justified？
罗马书前面里面讲啊，没有一个义人。
In the book of Romans before this, it says that there is not one righteous man.
如果我觉得我很好，是因为我不认识神。
If I think I am good, then it is because I do not know God.
站在神面前没有一个义人。
In front of God, there is not one person who is righteous.
每个人都是罪人。
Everyone is a sinner.
那人的盼望在哪里
？Then where is our hope?
人的盼望就是要信耶稣。
Our hope is to believe in Christ.
那信耶稣接受洗礼之后，我们就被称义。
After we believe in Jesus and we have been baptized, we have been justified.
就是罪人被称作义人。
That means a sinner is now called a righteous person.
怎么有可能信耶稣就会变成义人呢
？How is it possible that just believing in Jesus that we can become righteous？
因为主耶稣已经为我们的罪付出了代价。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price for our sin.
你看十字架有三个，这个它山上有四个三个十字架。
We know, when Jesus was crucified, there were three crosses on the mountain.
两个是强盗。
Two of them were criminals.
他们也讲，我们今天挂在这里是我们应得的。
And they said that we are hung here today because we deserve it.
那中间一个人，他说我没有罪。
But among them, one of them said that I have no sin.
比拉多也说他没有罪。
Pilate also says that he has no sin.
那为什么他被挂在上面
？Then why is he on the cross?
就是为我们的罪。尝死味
，because he is tasting death for our sins.
所以我们今天信耶稣就可以被称作义人。
So today, if we believe in Jesus, we can be called righteous.
那义是什么
？So what is righteousness?
义啊，从启示录来讲就是白衣服。
Righteousness in from the book of Revelation, it is a white robe.
天国是新天新地，有义居住在其中。
The heavenly kingdom, it is a new heaven and new earth, and there is righteousness within it.
那我们怎么去天国
？So how do we go to the heavenly kingdom?
就是要被称义，穿白衣服。
It is to be justified and to put on the white garment.
那这接下去呢
？And what about after that?
我们信耶稣以后有什么改变
？After we believe in Jesus, what changes do we have?
很多人觉得信耶稣工作一样。
Many people think that after believing in Jesus, I have the same job.
每天的生活一样。
My life every day is the same.
有时候你身体也是一样。
And sometimes our physical body is the same.
没有什么改变。
There's no change.
但是如果从罗马书第五章里面讲我们信耶稣以后改变很大。
But if we look in the book of Romans in chapter 5, after believing in Jesus, there should be a great change.
所以第五章的最后，得与神相合。
And at the end of chapter 5, it talks about being reconciled with God.
就是跟神有和好的关系。
That means that we have a good relationship with God.
这个是得福气的开始。
This is the beginning of receiving blessings.
每一个人都希望自己的人生是好的。
Everybody wish that they have a good life.
但是什么叫做好的人生
？But what is a good life?
如果没有圣经教导我们，我们真的不知道。
Without the teachings from the Bible, we really don't know.
那如果我们回到创世纪的第一章、第二章
But if we go back to Genesis chapters 1 and 2,
这个人的生活可以分作两种。
We can divide a life of a person into two types.
一种叫做伊甸园外。
One is a life outside of the Garden of Eden.
就是我们现在的生活。
Which is the life we have today.
那另外一种叫做伊甸园内。
The other one is life inside the Garden of Eden.
是神当初创造人的生活。
It is a life that God had created, when He created man.
那这个伊甸园内的生活，神看非常好。
And God saw that the life in Eden was very good.
因为伊甸园里面的生活，有三个关系。
Because inside the life in the Garden of Eden, there are three relationships.
第一个就是跟神有很好的关系。
The first is that there is a really good relationship with God.
第二个，亚当跟夏娃有很好的关系，因为夫妻是成为一体的。
And the second is that between Adam and Eve, they had a very good relationship because they were one body.
那第三个，人跟物有很合宜的关系。
And the third is that between man and things, there is a harmonious relationship.
那我现在人不认识神。
But today, people do not know God.
所以他只有两种关系。
So they only have two relationships.
人跟人的关系。
The relationship between people.
人跟物的关系。
And the relationship between people and things.
但是因为我们不认识神，所以就把物质的拥有抬高变成神。
And because we do not know God, then we have elevated the status of having things.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神在现在人的生活并不重要。
To the people today, God is not important.
但是因为我们不认识神。
But it is because we do not know God.
我们不懂得神的道。
We don't understand the word of God.
所以人跟人的关系也不好。
So as a result, we don't have great relationships with other people.
从最亲的夫妻。
From the closest, which is the husband and wife.
再来两代之间。
And also between generations.
再来兄弟姐妹之间。
Between brothers and sisters.
再往外推。
And that we push a wider.
人的关系不好。
There is not a good relationship between people.
所以在伊甸园里面问题很多。
So outside the Garden of Eden, there are many problems.
那现在跟神和好。
But now we're reconciled with God.
所以我们就已经回到神的国里面。
We have entered back into the kingdom of God.
那重新来建立我们跟神的关系。
We reestablish our relationship with God.
然后用神的话，用神的爱来过我们的生活。
And we live our life with the word of God, the love of God.
所以这个关系越来越好。
So this relationship becomes better and better.
再来，我们生活的需要，神都提供我们。
And all the things that we need in our life, God will supply.
所以神当初创造亚当，神赐福给人。
So when God created Adam, He blessed man.
那现在我们信耶稣，那个福气会重新降到我们的身上。
And today, when we believe in Jesus Christ, that same blessing will be upon us.
所以人。蒙福的开始就是跟神和好。
So the beginning of blessings is to have a reconciled relationship with God.
好，我们现在看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
请。
Chapter 5, verse 2. Through whom also we have accessed by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这个第二节就开始讲我们。站在这个恩典就是救恩里面了，所以我们欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And because we stand in this grace, which is salvation, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
一个人信耶稣以后，他的人生是有盼望的人生。
After a person believes in the Lord Jesus, they have hope in their life.
在以弗所书里面讲盼望只有一个。
In Ephesians, it tells us that there is only one hope.
但是有时候我们常常想，我们在年轻的时候好多的盼望。
But if we think back when we're young, we have many hopes.
但是活得越久。
But the longer we live.
你发现很多的盼望，你得到它就开始失去它。
We realize that many of the hopes that after we achieve it, we start to lose them.
我们盼望找到好工作。
We hope that we find a good job.
但有一天你就被 lay off 啊。
And one day we are laid off.
再换一个工作。
And we change another job.
又被 lay off.
We got laid off again.
所以一生换了很多的工作。
So in our life we change many jobs.
到一天退休。
Until that we retire.
你就不需要再工作了，这个盼望就消失了。
Then we don't have to work anymore. That hope is gone.
我们盼望找到一个很好的，有一个很好的配偶结婚。
And we hope to find a very good spouse to marry.
我们想那是幸福的开始。
And we think that is the beginning of a blessed life.
但是有一天配偶离世了。
But one day our spouse passes away.
这是真实的。
This is reality.
那这个盼望就消失了。
And that hope is gone.
那有一天到退休的时候。
That day when we retire.
请问你问退休的人，他人生有什么盼望？
We ask the retired people, what is their hope?
没有盼望的。
There is no more hope.
往前看，看到什么？
When they look forward, what do they see?
没有盼望。
There is no hope.
但是当我们信耶稣以后，
But after we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们却有一个盼望。
We have one hope.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第三节
Verse 3,
还有第四节
Verses 3 and 4 Verse 3 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 4 To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个地方讲，借着主耶稣从死里复活，重生了我们。
So through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we have been reborn.
活泼的盼望。
So we have a living hope.
什么叫活泼的盼望？
What is a living hope?
你得到它不会失去它。
After you receive it, you will not lose it.
是永远的。
It's forever.
那这个盼望是什么？
And what is that hope?
接下去第四节。
And we can see in verse 4.
得的不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，在天上的基业。
An inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away.
就是得永生。
That is eternal life.
所以信耶稣的人，他的人生有盼望。
So a person who believes in Jesus, they have hope in their life.
非常的活泼。
It's very alive.
所以圣经里面讲，保罗在腓立比书里面讲，我在两难之间。
So Paul in the book of Philippians says that I am between two hard places.
到底我死好还是活好？
Whether I should live or I should die.
对我们一般人来讲，这不是问题。
For most people, this is not even a question.
如果一个人想死，大部分都是因为活得很痛苦。
Most of the time when a person would like to die, it is because they have a very hard life.
他不知道死往哪里去，但是如果现在死了，我就不没有痛苦了。
They don't know where they will go after they die, but if I die now, I will end my suffering.
但是保罗说死是很好的。
But for Paul, he said that to die is good.
不是死很痛苦。
It's not because it is.
他活得很痛苦，不是这样。
It's not because he lived with a life of suffering.
是因为我现在就能够跟主耶稣同在。
It's because if I die now, then I can be with Jesus.
那是好的无比的。
That is better than anything.
因为他到过第三层天了。
Because he has been to the third heaven.
他说灵魂去呢，还是肉体一起去呢？我不知道。
He says, I do not know if I went in spirit or in body.
但是到过第三层天，再回来看世界，像粪土一样。
But because he's been to the third heaven, he comes back and look in the world. This is like rubbish.
对保罗来讲，天国的盼望是很实在的。
For Paul, the hope of the new kingdom is very real.
所以他觉得死是好的无比的。
So he believed that to die is better than anything.
所以如果我们回到罗马书第五章。
So if we come back to Romans chapter 5.
欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
That we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这个就是在我们离开这个世界以后，将来永远的荣耀。
So this is an eternal glory that we will have after we leave this world.
所以信耶稣，不论发生什么事情，我们都有一个盼望。
So after believing Jesus Christ, no matter what happens to us, we have one hope.
你不会怕死。
We are not afraid of death.
为什么？
Why?
因为穿过一道门，我们就到天国。
Because after crossing that door, we will be in heaven.
那如果我们再继续读下去。
If we continue to read.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章的第三节。
Verse 3. Verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
那第四节。
Verse 4. And perseverance, character, and character hope.
这个地方讲，在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Here it says that we are joyful even in tribulations.
圣经里面没有告诉我们说信耶稣以后就不会有困难，不会有患难，一帆风顺。
The Bible doesn't tell us that after believing in Jesus that nothing bad will happen to us, everything will be nice and smooth.
所以这个地方讲啊，重生了我们有活泼的盼望，但是也会遇到患难。
Because here it says that after we have been justified, we have a living hope, but we still have tribulations.
那人在患难中最怕的是什么？
And what is the thing that people fear the most during tribulations?
就是没有盼望。
They fear that there is no hope.
走到绝路，没有出路。
That they walk to a dead end.
所以对很多人来讲，患难好像是受咒诅一样。
And so for many people in tribulations, they feel they've been cursed.
但是当我们进到信仰里面，
But if we enter into the faith,
我们的一生是在神的掌控当中。
That our entire life is in the hand of God.
圣经说，如果没有神允许，一根头发也不会掉下来。
The Bible says that if God does not allow it, not even one hair will fall from our head.
所以如果神与我们同在，
So if God is with us,
任何发生在我们身上的事情都有神的允许。
Everything that happens to our life is permissible by God.
那患难临到我们，到底神要达到什么目的？
So when tribulations come upon us, what is God's purpose?
所以我们刚刚讲，患难生忍耐，忍耐生导炼。
Here it says, tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character.
如果看英文就比较清楚了，中文什么叫老练，真的很难了解。
So in the Chinese translation, it's hard to understand what the word character is for.
老练是什么 ？Character 就是个性、性格。
So that is our character.
那我的性格不好吗？
So is my character not good?
那谁的性格是最好呢？
Whose character is the best?
所以最好的性格是主耶稣。
So the best character is the Lord Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣把神的本性活出来。
Because the Lord Jesus lived out the essence of God.
所以圣经里面讲，主耶稣说，你看到我就是看到神。
That's why the Bible says that Jesus said, when you see me, you see God.
你认识我就是认识神。
If you know me, then you know God.
因此我们人的个性，如果能够一直更新有主耶稣的个性，这个人在神面前是最有荣耀的人。
So if our character can renew until we have the character of the Lord Jesus, then we are the best in the eyes of God.
所以你看，遍貌山下的主耶稣，他没有办法吸引人。
And that's why the Jesus below the Mount of Transfiguration, he was not able to attract other people.
但是遍貌山上的主耶稣，衣服洁白，容貌放光。
But on top of the Mount of Transfiguration, he had a white robe and his face was glorious.
为什么？
Why?
因为他把神的本性、神的荣耀显现出来。
Because he was able to show the essence and the glory of God.
所以一个人经历过患难之后，他的个性会改变。
So after a person goes through tribulation, their character will change.
在神面前，他的个性越来越像主耶稣，就是越来越有荣耀。
And in front of God, their character is more and more like the Lord Jesus. That means they have more and more glory.
所以这个患难生忍耐，忍耐生个性，个性生盼望。那个盼望是什么？
So here says perseverance produces character, character, hope. What is this hope?
就是说，当神达到他要我们达到的目标，那个患难就过去了。
It is when we have reached the goal that God wants us to reach, then that hope has passed.
不只是这样。
Not only so.
我们现在看哥林多后书。
Let's look at Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16. Verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
这个地方讲，不要丧胆，为什么？
Here it says, do not lose heart. Why?
外体虽然毁坏，但是内心可以一天新似一天。
Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day.
所以人达到一定年纪之后，你就发现 人外体一直在走下坡。
After we reach a certain age, then we will see that our body is going downwards.
但是我们还是有盼望。
But we still have hope.
盼望在哪里
？Where is our hope?
内心可以更新。
That our inward man is being renewed.
英文叫 inner man， 就是里面那个人。
This is the man that's inside.
这个人可以改变。
This person can change.
那更新到最后是什么？
After it's renewed, then what's the result?
就是表现出神的形象。
They're able to show the character of God.
那这个对我们有什么影响
？So how does that affect us?
如果我们看17节。
If we look at verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这个地方讲哈，自战自坚的苦楚要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。这个自战自坚的苦楚是什么？我们在地上。
So what is this light affliction? This is affliction that we have in this world.
所以经历过患难这个苦楚这有时候是很辛苦的。
So going through these afflictions, sometimes it is very difficult.
但是会让我们心灵更新。
But this will help us to renew our inward man.
那在天国就有极重无比的荣耀。
Then as a result in heaven, we will have exceeding an eternal way of glory.
如果我们在一个公司里面
If we are in a company,
那公司给我们升迁
And our company promotes us,
那有时候你有更重的责任
Then we have more responsibilities,
更辛苦
And the work is harder.
但是很多人还是很感谢神
But many people still thank God.
因为我的付出到最后有一个代价回报
Because of what I have work for, there is some kind of reward.
但是我们在地上如果我们在苦难当中一直在成长
But if we continue to grow in our affliction,
那我们在天国就有永远的荣耀
Then we will have eternal glory in heaven.
那这个就是信主以后的人生
But this is a life after believing Jesus.
不论顺不论逆，到最后我们都有一个荣耀的盼望。
Whether things are going our way or not, we still have this eternal hope of glory.
因此我们可以欢欢喜喜的每一天来生活。
So we can live every day joyfully.
好，我们现在回来看罗马书的第五章。
Let's come back to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章的第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
我们信耶稣以后的第三个福气
，the third blessing that we have after believing Jesus Christ，
就是神的爱可以充满在我们内心里面
，is that the love of God can fill our heart，
也就是活在神的爱里面
，which means that we are living in the love of God。
那神的爱是什么
？What is the love of God？
如果我们看第十节
，if we look at verse 10。Verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
我们再看第八节。
Also verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这个第八节说神的爱就在此显明。
In verse 8, it shows God demonstrates his own love.
圣经里面说神就是爱。
The Bible says that God is love.
第一个，神是灵看不见。
First, God is a spirit, we cannot see.
那第二个，爱也是很抽象，也看不见。
And love is also very abstract, it's not something we can see.
所以当我们说神就是爱的时候，真的很难了解。
So when we say that God is love, it is very hard to understand.
但是这里讲神的爱就在此显明。
But here it says that God demonstrates his own love.
那是在哪里显明？
Where is it demonstrated?
在十字架上显明。
It's demonstrated on the cross.
所以什么叫神的爱？你看十字架的爱就是神的爱。
So what is the love of God? It is the love on the cross.
那这个爱会充满在我们心里面。
And this love can fill our heart.
所以人的爱跟神的爱还是有差别。
So the love of a person and love of God, there is still a difference.
到底差别在哪里
？What is that difference？
以弗所书里面在提神的爱有四个特色。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us that there are four characteristics of God's love.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
第三章十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. 19. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
这个十九节讲啊，神的爱超过人所能够了解的。
In verse 19 says that the love of Christ which passes knowledge.
我们的爱能够了解，因为我们活在物质世界里面。
We are able to understand our love because we live in this material world.
所以如果我们听一个爸爸妈妈告诉孩子我怎么爱你。
So when we hear a parent tell their children how they love their children.
有时候我们可以了解。
Sometimes we can understand.
因为我们也做过父母。
Because we have also been parents.
但是如果神说我很爱你。
But,If God says that I love you very much,
我们就不容易了解啊。
It's hard for us to understand.
因为没有做过神啊。
Because we have never been God.
那个爱是在灵界里面的。
That love is in the spiritual realm.
所以超过我们所能了解。
It surpasses what we can understand.
但是前面一节就在讲啊，神的爱有四个特色。
But the verse before tells us that there are four characteristics of God's love.
这个四个特色使神的爱跟人的爱不一样。
And these four characteristics are the difference.Between the love of a person and love of God.
第一个，神的爱非常长。
And one is very, it is very long.
他用永远的爱来爱我们。
He used an everlasting love to love us.
那比较起来，我们人的爱很短。
If we compare, our love is very short.
还没有死的爱就改变了。
Even before we die, we have changed our love.
这是人的爱一个特色。
This is a characteristic of the love of a man.
很短，所以不要期待人的爱能够有多长。
It is short, so we are not able to understand how long God's love is.
那第二个。
Second.
神的爱很广阔。
It is very wide.
不分种族。
It does not look at race.
文化背景。
It does not look at our backgrounds. Doesn't look at our culture.
社会上你是高是低。
Whether you're high or low in society,
神都爱我们。
God loves everyone.
但是人的爱是很范围很小。
But the love of a man is very narrow.
而且有选择性。
And we choose.
大概就是爱自己的家人，爱自己的亲人，就差不多是就是这样而已。
The range probably it's we only love our family members, our relatives.
所以人的爱很有限，范围很广，很狭窄。
And the love is very limited, and it's very small range.
第三个，神的爱目标很高。
And the third is that the goal of God's love is very high.
比较起来，人的爱目标很低。
And if we compare it, our love is actually very short.
你想想看，我们爱我们的孩子，我们爱我们的孩子，你的目标在哪里？
And if we look at the love of a parent towards their children, what is the goal of their love?
对大部分人来讲，就是受好的教育，找好的工作，有好的收入，过好的生活，就这样而已。
For most people, it's for them to have a good education, to have a good job, to have a good income. That's about it.
大部分人啊，这个目标就是这样，就是在地上。
For most people, that's their goal is in this world.
但是神的爱，他要每个人跟神建立关系，回到天上。
But the love of God is for everyone to reconcile their relationship and to be back to heaven.
跟神有享受神的恩典。
So that they can enjoy the blessings with God.
这个目标很高。
This goal is very high.
再来，人的爱很浅。
And our love is very shallow.
大部分爱到要牺牲就结束了。
Most of the time, when we need to sacrifice, then our love ends.
所以为什么婚姻这么脆弱？
And that's why the marriage is so fragile.
一起享受好处，没有问题。
When we're able to enjoy each other, there's no problem.
但是如果要有受苦，这个问题就大了。
But if I have to suffer, then there is a problem.
所以受苦常常就是婚姻的结束。
So suffering many times is the end of marriage.
这个就是人的爱。
This is the love of man.
但是神的爱很深啊。
But the love of God is very deep.
哦，就是深到为我们钉十字架。
So deep that He is willing to die on the cross for us.
啊，所以我们回到罗马书第五章。
So if we return to Romans chapter 5.
第五章的第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
啊，神的爱能够浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God can be poured into our hearts.
啊，有时候丈夫很爱太太，太太不一定爱丈夫。
Sometimes a husband loves a wife, but sometimes the wife doesn't love the husband.
啊，但是这个爱不会跑到太太身上。
But this love will not come on to this to the wife.
因为人的爱就是在他心里面，不会跑到别人身上。
Because the love of a man is only in their heart, it will not be poured out into another person.
哦，但是神的爱哦，可以借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里面。
But the love of God can be poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以一个人哦，如果常常祷告，被圣灵充满。
So if a person prays often and is filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的爱可以从人的爱变成有神的爱充满一个人。
Then their love can transform from love of a man into love of a God.
哦，那这个爱就是长阔高深了。
And this love, it is wide, it's long, it's deep and high.
爱可以改变一个人。
Love can change a person.
啊，所以有时候我们常常看到一个人哦，如果在小时候啊没有在爱的环境长大。
So if we look at person when they're young, they did not grow up in a loving environment.
那心里的最深处常常有一个伤痕。
And many times in the depth of their heart, there is a scar.
这个伤痕没有办法医啊。
And the scar cannot be healed.
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为这是过去啊，过去已经藏在心里面。
Because this is in the past, and this past is already in the heart.
啊，但是有一天呢，我们来到神面前。
But one day when we come before God.
啊，当一个人祷告被圣灵充满。
When a person prays and is filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，他被神的爱充满。
They're filled with the love of God.
这个过去爱的不够啊，那些伤痕全部都过去了。
In the past, that lack of love that they had and the scars that they've had is all gone.
哦，所以有的人你跟他谈话，他都会讲过去爸爸妈妈对我怎么不好。
Sometimes when we talk to a person, they may talk about how their parents were bad to them when they were young.
哦，从小时候一直到死为止，他一直纪念爸爸怎么对他不好，怎么虐对他不好。
And from their birth until they die, they keep remembering how their parents were bad to them.
哦，但是如果信耶稣。
But if they believe in Jesus,
哦，常常祷告被圣灵充满，
when you pray often and are filled with the Holy Spirit,
那一种恨，那一种苦毒，那一种负面的就结束了，就过去了。
The hatred, that negative feeling, it will be gone.
这个夫妻之间也是一样。
It is the same between husband and wife.
哦，所以有时候我们常常看到夫妻两个人来参加那个成人神训班。
Sometimes when we see that both the husband and wife, they come to the National Adult Theological Seminar.
有的人结婚有问题哦，就要去找 counselor 嘛，哦，婚姻辅导专家。
Sometimes when people have problems in their marriage, they go find a marriage counselor.
哦，它好像一面镜子哦，来反射，让你知道你的问题在哪里。
It's like a mirror, so they can see what their faults are.
但是他也没有办法改变人性呢。
But they still can't change a person's character.
人没有办法改变人性。
People cannot change other people's character.
哦，啊，但是很多人，夫妻两个去参加成人神训。
But sometimes when the couple they go and attend the National Adult Theological Seminar together.
那里面在做什么
？And what are they doing there?
第一个查考圣经。
First they study the Bible.
第二个祷告。
Second, they pray.
第三个团契分享。
The third is they have fellowship and they're sharing.
那经过一个礼拜。
And after one week.
如果很投入去参加。
If they are immersed in the seminar.
我们灵性提高。
And we have elevated our spirituality.
神充满在我们里面。
God is filled in us.
婚姻都变成更好。
The marriage becomes better.
所以一个人要让婚姻的问题解决。
So if a person wants to solve their marriage problems,
而且变成更好,
and have it to become even better,
有一个非常好的方法,
there's a very good way.
就是要常常祷告被神的爱充满,
is to pray often and to be filled with the Spirit of God.
常常读圣经, 有神的话在光照我们。
We read the Bible often, so that we have the Word of God shining on us.
那我们的家庭生活就越来越好。
Then our family life will become better and better.
所以这是一个蒙福的人生，被神的爱充满的人生。
This is a life that is blessed and filled with the love of God.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
这怎么有可能？
How is that possible?
大家都是以自己为中心啊。
Everybody puts themselves as the center.
啊，连结婚也想说，我跟对方结婚能够对我有什么好处
？Even when we get married, we're thinking, what benefits can our spouse bring to us?
好处没有，婚姻就结束了。
When that ends, the marriage ends.
哦，但是爱是不求自己的益处。
But love does not seek its own.
哦，所以神的爱充满。
So when the love of God fills us,
我们人的生活就能够不以自己为中心。
In our life, we will not be self-centered.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love does not remember the evil of others.
所以我们没有被神的爱充满，整个头脑都是人的恶。
When we are not filled with the love of God, we're always thinking, about bad things about other people.
但是神的爱充满在我们里面。
But when God is filled in us,
主耶稣不计算我们的恶。
The Lord Jesus does not remember our wrongdoing.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以那个都过去了。
That's all in the past.
那神的爱充满在我们里面。
So when the love of God is filled in us,
我们也不会计算人的恶。
We will also not remember the wrong of others.
那不求自己的益处，不计算人的恶，人跟人的关系就越来越好。
And when we do not seek our own, and we do not remember the wrong of others, our relationship with other people becomes better and better.
但是如果求自己的益处又纪念别人的恶，这个关系就越来越不好。
But if we're seeking our own benefit and we still remember the wrong of other people, the relationship becomes worse and worse.
所以我们信耶稣，得圣灵，被圣灵充满，神的爱充满在我们里面，这个是人生幸福的开始。
So we believe in Jesus Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the love of God. This is the beginning of a blessed life.
夫妻关系更好，家庭关系更好。
Our relationship with our spouse is better, with our family is better.
教会跟人其他人的人际关系更好。
Our relationship with other people within church is better.
好，那我们现在回来看罗马书的第五章。
Let's come back to Romans chapter 5.
第五章的十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这个地方讲我们能够与神和好
，that we can be reconciled with God。
这个在洗礼的时候，我们就跟神和好。
And this is at the time of baptism that we have been reconciled with God。
因为我们被称义，穿白衣服，跟神的关系就建立起来。
Because we have been justified and we put on the white robe, we have reestablished our relationship with God。
那下面以神为乐，这个就是我们努力的目标。
And here it also says, rejoice in God. This is our goal。
世界上最快乐的人是谁
？Who is the happiest person in this world？
如果我们回到圣经来看
，If we return to the Bible，
世界上最快乐的人就是活在天国的人。
The happiest person in the world is a person who lives in heaven，
就是我们将来要去的天国。
And that's the heaven that we're going to。
但是。还没有去天国以前，我们怎么有这样的体验呢
？But before going to heaven, how can we experience it？
就是神充满在我们里面。
It is when God fills in us。
这个人就是最快乐、最喜乐的人。
That is the happiest and most joyous person。
所以我们在读腓立比书，为什么从第一章到最后章都在讲喜乐
？And when we look in Philippians, why is it that from chapter 1 to the last chapter, it all talks about joy？
保罗在哪里写腓立比书
？Where was Paul when he wrote Philippians？
是在监牢里面。
He was in prison。
曾经有一个信徒他因为事情被关到监牢里面。
Once there was a church member for some reason he was in jail。
每一次接到他的电话就是没有平安，很痛苦，没有希望。
And every time I receive his phone call, he is always suffering and there's no hope.
这是可以了解的。
We can understand it.
因为跟一群人都是囚犯关在一起，这个有什么快乐？
Because you're locked up with a whole bunch of other criminals, what joy is there?
但是我们想想看，保罗为什么在监牢里面充满着喜乐？
But if we think, why is Paul joyful in prison?
环境在监牢，这个没有办法改变。
The environment is prison, he cannot change that.
但是心境可以改变。
But he can change his heart.
就是神充满在他里面。
And it is God filling in his heart.
所以这个叫做以神为乐。
And this is what it means to find joy in God.
那今天以神为乐要怎么达到
？So today, how can we rejoice in God?
如果我们看圣经怎么介绍安息日。
And if we look in the Bible, how does the Bible describe the Sabbath day?
我们来看以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
好，以赛亚书的五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
十三节跟十四节。
Verses 13 and 14. Verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
这是四节讲，你就以神为乐。
In verse 14, it says that you shall delight yourself in the Lord.
安息日能够以神为乐。
The Sabbath day, we can delight in the Lord.
那有时候我们常常讲，我每个安息日都来，我为什么没有体验？
And we may ask ourselves, I come here every Sabbath, why do I not experience this?
因为以神为乐有一个前途，就是十三节。
Because in order to delight in the Lord, there is a prerequisite, which is verse 13.
十三节是什么？调转我们的脚步。
Verse 13, turn away your foot.
你现在看报纸一打开来，有哪一条是好消息？
Let's think about this. When we look at the newspaper, what good news is there?
这个报纸就是在反映社会的现况。
And the newspaper is reflecting the current status of society.
绝大部分都是坏消息。
Most of the news is bad.
那我们就是活在这个现实社会里面。
And we live in this real world.
那在安息日圣日，我们来到教会。
And on the Sabbath day, we come to church.
教会是什么地方？
What is church?
教会就是神的殿。
Church is the temple of God.
教会是神所充满的地方。
Church is a place that is filled by God.
所以我们来到教会应该是很喜乐。
So when we come to church, it should be very joyful.
但是要有一个条件。
But there's a requirement.
要把这一天分别为圣。
We have to separate out this day.
如果我们在安息日，我们的心还在世界。
If on the Sabbath day, our heart is still in the world.
虽然我们肉体在教会。
Even though physically we're in the church.
我们没有办法感受神同在的喜乐。
We would not be able to enjoy the abundance of God and joy.
所以以神为乐一个最简单的方法就是真的安息日回转向神来亲近神。
So to have joy in the Lord, one very important way is on the Sabbath day to come to God and to draw closer to God.
我要算算看，我们在Sacramento 教会安息日喝起来祷告加起来大概有一个钟头。
If we look at Sacramento Church on the Sabbath day, we add all the prayer times. It's about an hour.
当我们祷告被神的充满，就觉得很喜乐。
And when we pray, we're filled with God. We have joy.
那再来就是。我们在安息圣日唱诗
，and also on the Sabbath day we sing hymns。
你若从心里口唱心和，那个每一首赞美诗都非常好。
If we sing from our heart, every hymn is good。
那在安息圣日，我们来查考神的话。
And on the Holy Sabbath, we come to study the Word of God。
使我们的心被神的话所充满。
And our heart is filled with the Word of God。
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is spirit, it is life.
所以这是非常喜乐的。
So this is very joyful.
再来就是信徒之间的团契。
And also the fellowship that we have with other members.
所以我们称义以后的生活。
So the life that we have after we're justified.
有个几个很重要的福气。
There are some very important blessings.
我们回到罗马书的第五章。
Coming back to Romans chapter 5.
第一个福气是什么？
What is the first blessing?
第一个福气就是与神和好。
The first is that we have peace with God.
第二个福气。
Second,
我们活在盼望里面。
We live in hope.
第三个福气。
The third blessing,
我们活在神的爱里面。
We live in the love of God.
第四个福气。
The fourth blessing,
我们的生活能够以神为乐。
In our life, we can find joy in the Lord.
这个都是圣经的应许。
All of these are promises from the Bible.
我们去追求，我们就可以得到。
If we pursue it, we will receive it.
好，我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.